Surplus Store, corner Peebles Drive, North 24th Street.
Good afternoon, community. Welcome to the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm Georgette Allen. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Farmington Police Department, here with my co-host, Chief Steve Hebby.
Good morning.
You're laughing at me.
Why are you laughing at me?
You don't like my little introduction.
You're awful bright and chipper.
Oh, are you complaining? I was having a bad week last week.
Yeah, we're off our game last week. We're back on it, though, this week.
I was off my game, like, all week last week. It was sad, but I'm back. Back today.
The part that makes this the most exciting week of all the weeks, and we've been doing the show for almost a year now.
You're going to bring up football, aren't you?
No. Oh. I'm going to bring up Officer Michelle DeLisa's with us. And she is going to hit this out of the park. She guaranteed it. Now, welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Pleasure to be here. That's not quite the tempo we were looking for.
Nice to Michelle. You caught her off guard.
You caught me off guard.
Be nice to her.
I was being entertained, and then all of a sudden.
You are the entertainment.
I know, right? This is what we do every week.
It's
banter. But we were actually chatting before we went on the air. All three of us actually stopped by the lemonade stand this morning. It was nice. You beat us there. It was cool. Mm-hmm. It's Miss Keely Stockham. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's been doing this for 7 years. She's a high school student, I believe. And she holds a lemonade stand, I think, every summer. She's collecting money for cancer research and actually... It's for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of San Juan County, so local group. But she's raised over $20,000 for this group.
Very good.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, this is the last year she's doing it, and then she's turning it over to, she has a little protege that's out there helping her, and so she's going to pick it up, and I think she's going to start raising money for another cause, I believe. It was Alzheimer's. Yeah. Daily Times did a big article. I think it came out yesterday, right?
Yes.
I saw it today. It came out yesterday. So we're encouraging people to go by and get a glass of lemonade. It was really good, actually.
Where is it located?
So today she's going to be out there 11 to 3. She's in the 900 block of North Orchard Avenue. And then tomorrow she'll be selling at the Taco Bell by the mall. And it sounds like they have partnered with Taco Bell, because everybody who comes out and purchases a lemonade will get a coupon for a free taco. So what's better than that? Lemonade
that is good.
And a taco.
Oh, and the lemonade was only 50 cents for a cup.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was not bad.
And you can just donate. If you don't want the lemonade, that's okay. Go donate some money. We pitched in today, left some money, and turns out we found out they're having a little competition between the police and the firefighters, so we're encouraging all our officers to go out there so we can beat the firefighters.
But you learned that first.
I did. I was the second one there. First cop, second one there. So
all right.
We know it.
So you saw my email then.
I did.
Yay,
thank
you.
On my way up here, I said, I'm going to stop.
So what was your decision tree? How did you decide how much to donate?
I decided how much to donate when she said that we are competing with the fire department. And I said, well, how much did he give? And she said $5. So I doubled that.
Very good.
And Chief, what did you do?
I did something too. But we're ahead. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we're ahead.
Oh, wow. You don't want to say. I gave what I had in my wallet, which is, it was only $5, but that's all I had. I never have cash. And I just happened to have cash. If I would have had more, I would have thrown it down.
Yeah.
But girls, you need to get a square or something. You can take debit cards, because I don't know.
That's right. But it's a good cause. There were three girls out there working hard, with a good attitude, selling lemonade. So if you get a chance to, 900 block of Orchard, it's very cute and good cause that they're working towards.
Absolutely. So Officer DeLise is here with us today because we just, yesterday we had our first dedication for one of two of our little free libraries.
Yes. Last night was at JC Park.
Yep.
And we had the little library donated by a community member.
And now, did he make that one, or did he purchase one from the national organization?
Well, he made that one.
Okay.
Yeah, he made that one.
Well done. It was very nice.
It was very nice, and he was there, and we gave him kudos. And
great.
It was actually a shock, because when I got there, there were books in it already.
Yeah, so it was filled up. That was great.
That was awesome. So whoever did that, thank you. We had our command post, our Farmington Police Department command post, and our bomb squad truck with the robot. And we had about 30 people, and it was nice.
Chief, oh, good. You did a head count. I forgot to do that. I always forget to do that. I'm running around like a crazy person, forget.
That's
so about 30-some people. Great.
Yes.
All right.
Which is a good turnout. You know.
It was very good.
In a nice little park.
People were comfortable. They brought their blankets and everything. And Chief Hebby read the what was it titled?
The True Story of the Three Little Pigs.
Okay, The Three Little Pigs. Yeah. That's right. I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah. Which was that was a popular request from the audience on that one. It was a good story. I hadn't seen it before. Yes. Kind of played into the police theme a little bit.
It sure did.
He had a story, didn't he?
Yeah, it was fear.
Breaking in two houses and killing two pigs. He had a story.
But he had a reason.
He did. Everybody has a reason. And we gave him his time to explain it.
There was somebody on the post thinks that he was a victim.
I did see that. There was some that were advocating. I think that was the ACLU came forward.
Oh.
attempting to present the defense.
That's funny. So. But if you missed it, you can catch it on our Facebook page because we actually Facebook lived it last night. We'll be doing that again Thursdays. So same time, 6 o'clock, but it's going to be at the Mossman Gladden Park, which is in the Caminas. So
right.
Where all the Camina streets are.
Yes.
I don't know the exact address, but we have it on our Facebook page. Yep. So same thing. And are we going to have Command Post and
Command Post,
Bombs will be out there again?
There. Chief Abby will read, hopefully, the same book.
Well, we'll see what the audience requests, I guess. Might be the little pig's family's response in their lawsuit against the wolf.
We'll see. It could be.
And then at that one, we're also going to have Chamber of Commerce Redcoats are going to come out and do a little ribbon cutting. I think that's cute. And
it is.
Welcoming it to the neighborhood. So exciting.
You're active in the Redcoats?
I am. So I'll be pulling double duty there on Thursday.
Are you going to be dressed in your red coat?
I might. I might throw it on over my uniform.
Wow.
We'll
Very
see.
Good.
I don't know. Or, oh, no, it's Thursday. That's my plain clothes day. So, yeah, I'll be in plain clothes with my little red coat.
All right. Perfect. There you go. Perfect.
There we go.
Well, that's very nice of them to come.
Yeah. Nice. So shout out to them. Thank you, guys.
So how did you get into this, that this became something you're kind of behind?
Well, when the gentleman donated the first one, I was told that they actually had a Little Libraries of America. And I looked it up on the internet, obviously, and I saw that they were giving this year 100 away throughout the country. And if you wrote in and told them why you thought you deserved one, so we were awarded one in February it came in.
Okay.
So we were one out of the 100 that was awarded throughout the country.
Great.
And that's outstanding.
It is outstanding. You know, I think with our vision the chief has had since he got here with, you know, bridging the gap between the community and the police department, which is very, very nice and very welcomed. This is now hopefully the police and the juveniles throughout the community. And maybe, you know, get the kids to read a little bit more because it's there.
Yeah, and it's easy.
Take advantage
access,
of it.
Yes. Right there in your community.
And I hope the parents get involved. You know, I hope if they're taking a walk or playing at a park, you know, they'll say, hey, let's, you know, take
grab a book, or even grab a book, read it while you're at the park.
Exactly.
If they're, you know, a little kid's book, something that's short. And
yes, absolutely.
How neat.
So we're just asking the community to please utilize it. And, we'll keep it stocked. Take care of it and report if anything is, if it's empty, which isn't a bad thing.
No.
We'll get more.
Them,
because,
hopefully. Yeah.
We actually
had several people asking how they can donate books.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to donate, and we appreciate everybody bringing and stocking our first one. That's awesome. But after that, we're asking if they could please bring them up to the police department at 900 Municipal Drive. That way we can do a little inventory and maybe hopefully get your information, send you a little thank you or something.
Yes.
But that way we know what's coming in and kind of going out and stuff. And again, can take inventory of the books and see what we have. So. But we're excited about this, and I think this is a great program. And so the national program, which you can find, the littlefreelibrary.org, they actually have a program that is Kids, Community, and Cops program. And so you're registered with them, right? Ours is registered with that program. And so, again, it's, you know, connecting the kids with the officers. It helps supporting literacy. New partnerships, opening the door to additional services, and then providing stories of community service with the kids. And I see where they're doing, they even have mobile little libraries that officers are doing. It's something like a bag or something they keep in their police units and go in places, neighborhoods, whatever, and they'll stop and let kids know, hey, you know, we've got free books here to exchange, to give out. And so they're doing, there's a lot of little creative things. One guy was even, I was looking at their blog yesterday, I was kind of kind of neat. He was doing a geocaching, which, I mean, I know what it is, but I'm not super familiar with it, but where people kind of hide stuff around town and you look for it online or whatever, like Google Maps or something. I'm not sure how it works, but they're integrating.
Like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, kind of. It's like an online scavenger hunt. But they do it all over. Mm. And so they were including the little free libraries in there with that. It was kind of cute. Yeah, so just...
Well, I see a lot. I mean, hopefully we'll get a few more around. We have, what, 75 parks in Farmington?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Something like that. We've got a lot of parks.
So hopefully we can get more.
Is that your goal? One in every park?
Well, I don't know about that.
Come on, Michelle. Let's aim high. Don't waffle.
I don't even know if I can find 75 parks.
Let's geocache that.
And then you have to maintain all of them.
That's
you've
true.
Got to do that.
It's a full-time
you
job.
Watch it out.
Okay, we're going to aim for maybe five.
That's right. Yeah. So we hope to do that. And then, like you're saying, I would like to see maybe giving some of the books to, if we get enough, to the bike officers down at Berg Park and the parks that they patrol. And maybe, you know, they can stop and hand out a book.
Sure.
So
sure.
This is endless. We can see where we can go with it. So it's just the beginning.
Well, good. Well, you and I have something else in common other than we both work for Farmington PD. And that's we both... Well, you much more so than me were teachers back in the day. Mm. So
you
I got my teaching
teacher?
Degree. I did.
Oh,
got my
why?
Teaching degree and did my student teaching in Milwaukee, and then did some teaching for University of Alaska Anchorage when I first moved up there. But you had a little more robust. But I imagine that plays into some of your passion for reading and for helping kids to do better.
I am very passionate about anything to do with the children and. Reading is the way out of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to get out there and just show them that that's you can lose yourself in a book and you can take yourself to different places in a book. And
doesn't always have to be Xbox or PlayStation.
Doesn't have to be Xbox or PlayStation. So anything for children to continue reading and hopefully.
So where did you teach and for how long?
I taught at Lake Valley Navajo School for 8 years. That's what brought me out here in 1994.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very
so
good.
I was still in high school. I graduated that year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really?
Does that mean?
Oh. That kind of stuff is really enraging, isn't it? And just like that, I got an ally. You know? And believe me, you're not the first. Minnie walked in and she plays that she's the victim. And within a couple of comments, like, huh. I actually don't like her. That's amazing.
Oh, feelings.
Wow.
Yeah.
There,
1994. No, it's Chief and Michelle.
Yeah.
We're a united front.
I adore Michelle.
Wow.
I'm just
that
thinking, hurts. Wow, 1994.
She adores you. Imagine
I?
What would happen if, you know, if she hated you.
Yeah.
You know,
I might need an escort to my car.
That's the right answer. Well, I think we're actually talking about expanding our show and having you on a regular weekly.
Oh, here you go.
Here we go.
So that...
Okay.
So
I got lots to say.
Michelle's corner.
Yeah,
is kind of maybe a little, and maybe we'll go remote. We could have you at various places.
That's
75
right.
parks, right?
That's right.
We're going
parks.
To Michelle right now with the helicopter.
There you go.
Well, this is a very good idea.
It is.
And I'm proud of you for writing in.
Thank
and,
you.
And when one out of 100 across the country is really something. So, well, what was your pitch? How did you convince them Farmington?
I reached out to them in the sense that we do border the Navajo Nation, and we do have a lot of people who come in on the weekends and use the parks, and that's why it would be
very
nice
good.
To get more out to different parks.
Sure.
So
very
we
good.
Could reach out to, you know, anybody who, anywhere.
Yeah. Any of our visitors
that's
to town.
Right, that's right. That's right.
And they can use those books too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I went with that. And we got it.
Very good. Yeah. Well, that's something. Yeah. We almost should have your letter framed. I wonder if we can get it. We'll have to talk about that.
It was hard because it was only so many words. You know how that was.
Oh,
so,
that is tough.
Yeah, that is tougher. It's a little tougher.
Well,
awesome. Yeah.
Very good. So you came out here, you started teaching. You
I did.
Taught for 8 years, and then you hooked on with the PD. And
I
that's
did.
That's about 16 years ago.
It is. It is that long ago. It's something I always wanted to do. And, you know, it's a great profession. I love my job. I love coming to work every day. I get to help the community. And
so you've done typical stuff like patrol.
I did patrol. I did patrol for, I think, like 3 years. And then I was in the schools for 11 and a half. And then now I'm in the district coordinator unit, which allows me to do a lot of stuff like this with the community and try to find different projects. We do a lot with the Sycamore Center.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Choices series. And so far we've done a gang member, former gang member, and then...
Which was very well attended.
Very well attended.
I heard the other one was, too. I wasn't able to be at that one.
The domestic violence one, yes. So we do have one. Hopefully we're shooting for September to do a recovering alcoholic through our JIP program.
Oh, great.
And then I'm already getting Becky Johnson for next April. She has her own little...
Okay.
Project that she does on the reservation a lot to deal with.
And Becky's one of our employees. Becky,
yes, she
Community
is.
Service officer.
So I'm already looking ahead to three or four down the road. So, great. And I want to do one for teenage domestic violence.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yes, we need to stop it early. Sure. And, so I'm already putting people together for that. So.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
That's good. And then was it you who started? You guys are doing the water in the park, similar to Coffee with a Cop.
Yes.
But is it water in the park?
Well, we started with coffee and donuts in the park. And then the joggers.
That's not always so well received.
No. Yeah. The joggers and the runners said.
Water. Yeah. And you're doing it.
A, I don't need coffee on a hot day. And B, I don't need the donuts.
I say coffee all day long. When I go in, so if I go to Durango Joe, Starbucks or whatever, and they always ask you, do you want it hot? I'm like, there's another way to drink coffee.
Yes.
I don't do cold coffee. It's always hot. I don't care if it's 113 degrees out.
Interesting.
Coffee all the time.
So we do water in the park. We started in April, one Saturday a month. The next one is July 21st.
Very
and
good.
We're off of San Juan Boulevard at Burke Park. And the command post, you can't miss it. We take that so people can see. And, you know, it's great. We give out a lot of information, a lot of pamphlets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's nice to see the parents walking with their kids. And they'll come over and, you know, we'll talk to them a lot. And they
got
have
information we're passing out to them and things like that.
Information, a lot of pamphlets.
Because we had safety
books.
Stuff, right? The first one, it was really focused on safety in the parks. If you're out walking and, you know, stray dogs or just whatever.
But now it's everything.
Everything.
I mean, Neighborhood Watch and
great
Citizens Academy.
Everything. If you want to become a police officer, we have the little pamphlet for that as well. So, but it's nice because the community, the people will come up and ask us questions that they think are silly, and they don't want to bother anybody. But you know, here we are. You know, understand, and they're free to talk without worrying about. You know,
am I calling and bugging you know, whatever. Okay,
right. So
great.
July 21st is our next one.
Okay.
Be sure 8:30, about 8 o'clock. We try to start earlier. So we're there about 7:45 to 10:30, 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get the early birds.
So back to your choices series. What's your vision on that? What are you trying to accomplish with that?
Well, we need to get information out. And again, it's targeted towards the children of the community because we have to start early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I working in the schools, we did have a little bit more of a wannabe gang culture mentality. Mm-hmm. And so when I met Jorge up here at actually San Juan College, he, you know, I asked him, we just started talking and he told me and he said, you know, I'd like to talk to children about it. And he said it wasn't the way I should have gone.
Sure.
So it just started like that. And then once Heath did it, we're like, well, we need to do this. Yes. Mm-hmm. So
more
that's
conversations
how that
with the community is not a bad thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, very good. Well, you know, back in your time when you were in the schools, you also came out here to San Juan College, and you were our first SRO out here.
Yes.
And that program is now continued. You know, we're a couple of years past that now, and it gets Martin that's out here right now.
Yes.
But what was your experience? So that's totally new, coming from the high schools and the middle schools to now we're actually having a presence on the college. What was your experience with that, and you know, how did you fit in?
Well, kudos to the police department and the college for wanting an officer up here. I'll be honest with you, in the beginning, I thought, what am I going to do up here? Because these are adults, and you know, adults behave themselves.
No.
it's her naivete that I've always admired in her.
So it was totally a switch, and it's, you know, it's a very safe campus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my work came from people knowing I was on campus and wanting to talk to me and report stuff that happened
elsewhere. Okay.
And that was great.
It is.
Because it was that you build that trust with the community and stuff.
They probably
like
felt like they had a safe space to come, and talk to you then, especially having our office and stuff up here. So
and they could email
substation.
Me and everything. So it's, you know, it's the public safety department up here. I mean, they're on it. They've got a great they got it going on. But I added that little extra with the law side, and would they quit and answer, then you know, they deferred to me, which was a great partnership. So I'm so glad it happened. Mm-hmm.
And we were able to share information between two divisions that actually barely talked prior to your arrival
up
here.
Absolutely. And not only that, but then with the behavior part of it as far as people on the mental health side. So now we can share the information and mm-hmm. work as a team to give out the resources that are needed.
Sure, because they've got a team. It's not a CIT or the BID team up there.
BID team.
Yeah.
Yes. The behavioral intervention team.
Yeah.
Which we've been a part of now for it's more than 3 years, maybe.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
But not something we'd played a role in at all, but we're doing more information sharing. The college is first of all, so many people come up here, but it's such a great part of our community here in Farmington. Just like you were just talking about the Riverwalk and Berg Park and all that is, too. That making sure that the PD is into the culture of the college and working with them to make this a safer and better place, you know, that's what we're about.
Yes, absolutely. And we did a lot of active shooter drills, put them on the road to that. So that was also really important and how much more aware people need to be. Mm-hmm. So it's out there.
Well, and then we saw it happen, in the Four Corners area. So, I mean, it is important.
Yes.
And it could happen. Mm-hmm. So, but you cut down on the odds that it's going to happen by being ready and by sharing information. So.
Absolutely.
Well, very good.
Time for a break?
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll meet with Michelle DeLeese and we'll talk about her early childhood years.
The Farmington Police Department has partnered with the City of Farmington to launch the Slow Down Farmington campaign. We're asking citizens to join the campaign and serve as advocates for their community by reminding others to slow down and take their time, not a life. Participation is easy. Stop by the police department or city hall and pick up a Slow Down Farmington sign to display in your yard. Snap a photo of you, your family, or your pet next to the sign and share it on social media using hashtag Slow Down Farmington. The Farmington Police Department, your department, our community. Hello, community. I'm Georgette Allen with the Farmington Police Department. Join Chief Heavy and me on the Cop Shop with FPD. Gain insight into the world of law enforcement as we discuss a broad range of topics pertaining to the police and your community. Hear from special guests and stay in the know with the top crimes of the week. Listen to the Cop Shop with FPD every Wednesday at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM. The Farmington Police Department, your department, our community.
Tune into Turntable Taxi on KSJE Saturday nights at 8 o'clock. Each week, we select a musical style and play 78s, 45s, and 33 RPM records. Some of our themes will include swing music, blues, heart-wrenching torch songs, early rock and roll, girl groups, soul, and R&B.
Robots the size of blood cells, Earth-like planets outside the solar system, science fiction.
No, science faction.
Join us, Seth Shostak and
Molly Bentley and
KSJE, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. for Big Picture Science.
Big Picture Science steps back to get the wide-angle view on science and technology.
So think big. Big Picture Science, Saturdays at 8 a.m.
on KSJE, the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners.
On the Media is all about print, broadcast, and the internet.
And civil liberties, we do a lot on that.
Mm-hmm. The show is about technological utopia and creepy dystopia.
Law and lawbreakers.
Blowhards and liars.
Mainly, though, On the Media is about an hour. Please spend it with us.
Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE Farmington.
Welcome
and
back.
We're back.
Since Georgette is busy assaulting people inside the studios, unbelievable the things that happen.
Defending myself and poor Michelle, she's never going to come back.
Welcome back to the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm your host, Steve Hebby. Also co-host. With me is an assaulter. So let's go in depth. How did you get to be like this?
Can
we have a choices episode maybe?
Wow.
PIOs that attack.
A new reality show.
That's right. And with us as always, humbly, is Officer Michelle DeLise.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on. We're happy to have you. I always have to have, like, somebody here as a buffer when I'm on here with this guy, because he's so mean and cruel.
I just like to explore different topics.
There you go.
You never know where the conversation's going. But where's the conversation going right now,
Georgia? Drought.
Drought.
Mm. Drought. In the middle of drought, we are in stage two right now.
We are.
So they're doing watering schedule every other day, or they have days picked, whatever. Mm-hmm. So all the information can be found on the city site. They have a direct link for that. It's the fmtn.org /drought. Mm-hmm. So there's not only information about what the city of Farmington has implemented to fight the drought, but also there's links on there for the entire county. So San Juan County, plus information on fireworks,
which is coming up.
Yep. And then fire bans on there as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have having questions and opinions and about
lots of
it,
opinions.
Of course.
So phase two is restrictions on days that you can water. So I think it's, because I'm an even number, it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday that even numbers can go.
I don't remember, I don't have a lawn. I've done my part. I've xeriscaped.
Yes. So Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday is even. That makes Monday, Wednesday, Friday odd. Yeah. And you're supposed to water only on your particular day, which makes it three times a week that you can water.
Odd was Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. I only remember that because my mom is an odd number. Please don't take our word for it, because we're really just like throwing out.
I know it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for even.
So go to the city's website. Again, it's fmtn.org /drought. And you can find all that information on there. There's also information about if we hit stage three, and what that entails, because at that point they will have surcharges and fines and stuff like that. But there's
so
also
that's what
incentives.
We're trying to avoid,
right? We are, but there's incentives on there for people who only use between a certain amount. I think it's like under 6,000 gallons, something like that.
6,000 gallons in a month is I think the target. And then they start with some small surcharges up to 10,000 gallons, and then it gets more serious.
Yeah.
So you're gonna wanna log in, folks, and listen. We had some rain this last week.
We did. That
which was
so nice.
Which was nice.
A couple days.
Yeah, and almost surprising for us in a June time period,
where
it's two solid days of rain. But that doesn't change the dynamic. I mean, still you can see the rivers slowing down. We don't want to lose the water we have in Farmington Lake. That's why we're starting with these procedures, and hopefully we don't have to go to phase three.
Absolutely. So, next up. So we're in the middle of our CALEA assessment for our reaccreditation. We go through this every so many years. They come in. They do an audit of our policies. They start gathering those policies actually online first so that they can review them. There's a lot of them there, making sure that our policies meet CALEA standards, which is the accrediting body for law enforcement. I think they also have
EMS
programs and stuff
they
too.
Do.
Yes. So, and really having the accreditation, it's voluntary for us. We choose to do this and have since 1995. Mm-hmm. We've been reaccredited every three years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but again, it's voluntary, but it's a checks and balance system. So it shows, look, we're trying to be a better department for the community that we serve. Mm-hmm. And so making sure again that our policies align with
national best practices.
Yeah, with best practices.
Yep.
But then we also have to prove that we're following. It's not just, hey, yeah, we're writing the policies, but we're not following them. So we have to show what's called proof. So a lot of times that's like an officer's report. So our accreditation manager will send out an email, hey, I'm looking for a report that includes this.
And some of our police videos now.
Our videos.
Help show that.
Help a lot. Mm-hmm. There's certain things I have to do as a PIO, reaching out to the community or talking with media, stuff like that, making sure we're getting stuff out and complying with all of that. But tonight we're having our public hearing, so that's part of the process. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at 5 o'clock in council chambers at City Hall over there at 800 Municipal. So, again, it's open to the public.
Anyone can come that wants to share their thoughts on how we're doing as a police department.
Yes. So comments are limited to 10 minutes, and the topic has to address how we're able to abide by CALEA standards, though. Mm-hmm. So again, they're strictly there to listen to that. But the standards are broad. It covers a lot of different things. And you can find those standards. So if you want to know, hey, I want to come in and contribute a comment, but I don't really know what are these standards, you can find them on CALEA's website. So mm-hmm. It's CALEA.org. If you just click on the law enforcement button under there, and you'll see where it says.
But really, how standards. The public is treated by our officers, how the department handles investigations, things like that are open to comment on and do fall under CALEA standards. And so, you know, if you're wanting to give some feedback on your police department to an outside group that's looking at us and trying to figure out how we're doing, now's the time. 5 o'clock tonight at the council chambers, and you'll have a chance to, you know, like Georgette said, it's limited to 10 minutes a speaker, but you can give your thoughts on your police department.
Yeah. And if you want to watch, maybe you don't particularly want to leave the house, you're home from work, and you're like, I'm done, I don't want to go out, but I want to watch, we're actually going to be live video feeding it. And so you can find that on the city's website. It's their equipment, it's fmtn.org, and then it'll capture that, and so it'll be housed there. So if you mm-hmm. miss it, you can click on the link and watch it. So.
But that's been busy for us this week. So there's two assessors in town. One's from Colorado and one's from Indiana, that have been going through our files and interviewing our employees to see if, like you said, we say we do these things, do we really do them? Mm-hmm. Which is good. That's what departments should be doing. Shouldn't just mm-hmm. have some policies that you're talking about doing. It ought to be what you actually do.
So. And have they gone on any ride-alongs? Because that's one of the things they get to go.
No, I think they have.
Last night.
They did.
Did they go last night? Okay,
did they ride with you? Mm-mm. Michelle, look at Michelle's got that.
No. Oh, too bad they weren't riding along when we had the little incident going
That's
on.
Right.
We quickly.
They
did. Oh, was, oh really? Were they on one when was that was with, happening? Mm-hmm. At the park? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I didn't see
to
him.
To my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well,
unless he jumped out and.
I could have been sneaking around.
He's all I'm doing.
Videotaping, watching
so
us.
The incident we were talking about, we had a robbery. We were called to the area of Smith's. An individual was trying to rob another guy. I think he ended up getting his wallet, and he took off. He ran to the area, what is that, the northeast side of Brookside, kind of up there by the skate park or whatever, that wooded mm-hmm. area right there, and he was hiding in there. So officers were out there. SO and state came out to help us set up perimeter, and mm-hmm. they did announcements, and he came out. I don't think there was any other problems. Once he came out, they were able to arrest him. So, and he was arrested and charged with that. So,
no, it's a good job by the officers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And canine.
Actually, mm-hmm. yeah, canines came out. Mm-hmm. They did a really good job. Yeah. It didn't take too terribly mm-hmm. long. So
no, it happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
So you wanted to go more in depth into Michelle's past?
No.
I'm not sure if that's appropriate.
No such thing.
On the show, Georgia.
We would not put her on the spot.
I don't want to do that to Michelle.
Well, I do that to you. Which I had no idea you were a teacher. We worked together. How long? I have a copy of your resume. I actually knew you had a teaching degree, but I didn't think you ever went into it.
Yeah, you know.
So
there's secrets you got to keep.
Yes, and that's a deep, dark secret.
You know, I didn't teach too much. I got up there, and University of Alaska Anchorage was kind of it had been a community college for a long time, and now it had moved into the University of Alaska consortium. And so I taught a couple of classes out on
and
Fort
the students
Richardson.
Students were like, get him out. The
students were military kids that were trying to get their degrees, and they needed teachers out there. So I taught a couple of classes right before I hooked on with Anchorage PD, and then I taught another class after when I'd hooked on with the PD, and then I realized, holy cow, I'm working at night and I'm trying to teach.
Oh, gosh.
I can't do it.
And what were you doing? What did you say you were teaching? What
subject? History.
Okay.
And economics.
Okay. Wow.
So world history. What were you teaching?
I taught for UNM for a number of years. I was teaching sociology classes.
Okay.
A number of years I did that. And then up here at San Juan College, I taught juvenile delinquency and interviewing in a multicultural world.
I remember when you were teaching up here, because when I was an advocate, I came and did some stuff on domestic violence for the students. I can't remember which class. Good. Sociology, right? It was
Yep.
And they did some of the teaching here while you were a cop.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The whole time I was a cop.
That's
Very good.
Yeah. Very good. And yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. Good time, but gave it up too. So
did you?
Yeah, I gave it up.
It's a lot of work, though. I used to teach classes up here too, sociology and human services, long time ago. And it's kind of it's a lot.
It's
of work.
Fun. It was fun.
It's fun.
Too much.
Good kids.
Yeah, good kids
that are up here. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good thing for the community having this college here, and
And it's grown so much.
It has. And there's talks of it growing more. So, you know, it'll be fun to see what happens in the next few years with the college.
Mm-hmm. I know my parents moved out here, let's see if I remember right, 71, I think.
Wow.
And they came out here from the Philadelphia area. So imagine That's what a shock change. That was. It was a huge change. Yep. And my mom told me, she said, she says, we drove up to the quote unquote college at the time. And she says it was just this tiny one little building. And of course, you know, coming from a big city, they were like, that's a college.
Wow.
So to watch, she said, watch how it's grown so much and they've got so many great programs here and we're able to provide that opportunity to people right here, because I think a majority of the people who go here are not traditional students. I wasn't. Exactly. I went to the college here and then I did an extension of NMHU here as well. So it was nice having this because I didn't have the opportunity to leave under, you know, my circumstances that was going on. So I stayed in the community and so it has grown and it's, you know, we're fortunate to have that here.
Yeah.
Fabulous facility, fabulous college,
it
great
instructors. I liked my instructors at San Ramon College.
Absolutely.
So where did you come from?
Well, I came from Pennsylvania, close to Philadelphia,
really?
So it would be interesting where.
I don't know. I've got family all over back there. I can't remember exactly where they were living, but it was right, you know, like the, I don't know, suburb area right there by Philly.
Oh, okay,
fine. So you're an Eagles fan?
Steelers.
Really?
No, yeah.
Oh, the other side of the state. Yikey.
Yeah, Steelers. Much.
That made it lonelier for you on the eastern side of Pennsylvania.
Bit, but we survived. It was all right.
So how did you come to decide to move from Pennsylvania out here?
Talk about like culture shocks. I went to Penn State, and one of the professors said, "Did you ever think about teaching for the BIA?" And I've never heard of BIA. I didn't know what it stood for. And I looked it up, and I did. I applied when I graduated and came out in August of 1994.
And what did you think when you arrived out here?
It was different.
Not as many amenities. Yeah, as coming from a big city.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, 94, it wasn't bad. But
right.
Yeah.
And how Farmington has expanded in these 20-some years that I've been here. You know, and I lived on the reservation, which was awesome. Right. The school was right across from where I
lived. And where is that school?
371, about mile marker 53-54. And
he has no idea where you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I know where 371 is.
There you go.
He didn't know where Orchard was this morning when we're trying to find the lemonade stand. I am his navigator.
Oh, wow.
I knew where Orchard was. I was hoping I could lose her.
So from Pennsylvania, the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area.
That's not funny.
And
we have a little minor mishap here, which will be a workers' comp claim.
That hurts.
To a Jet's knee. That's what happens when you're snotty to the chief. Stuff goes bad.
Smacked it on the table.
So that's a big change from Penn State.
Yes, very big change. Here. Absolutely. Yeah, but, you know, it was great. I love it. I loved learning a new culture and made a lot of great friends and, you know, still in touch with people down there. So it's a lot of fun to go visit from time to time.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Very good. So,
I've got a note. What do you want? hold on, audience.
Oh. We've got some folks that are typing in, letting Georgette know she has evidence now because of the recordings. But frankly, it was her own bad conduct that led to this.
So
I'm not sure. I don't need to notify safety or something.
Smacked my knee.
I have
my
a drug
gosh.
Test done on you. I don't know. So anyway, we got sidetracked with Georgette's antics again. So you've been now 16 years, and you've got a few more to go.
Have a few more to go.
And then what's the next stage in your life? You're gonna
retire.
Develop atomic weaponry for the military?
Maybe.
Jeez. She's going to go off the grid, aren't you, Michelle? She already doesn't. She's not a social media, even email much user. She's like, I know her. She's off the grid.
Plan on getting a boat and fishing.
Good for you.
And we'll see what happens from there.
Have you ever been to Alaska fishing?
No, I haven't, but that is on my bucket list.
You got to get there.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
That's fishing like you're never going to do.
Oh, I bet. Yep. Absolutely.
The salmon runs. I mean, they're just scooping them with the nets in the rivers. They get so thick.
Yeah, I can do that.
So that is fun.
Yeah, I could do
Have
that.
Have you done that?
I actually did.
Really?
And Janet did it.
Oh.
But I was not a huge fisherman. or hunter up there, but, which is too bad because that's what you do up there. Mm. But yeah, I certainly watched them, and it was combat fishing. And they said that was the term, combat fishing. It was elbow to elbow. People were all lined in the rivers. It was incredible.
You're fighting for your food. I don't like that.
But you don't fight with the bears. When the bears come down, they win. Let me just tell you that. Ooh. And it happens. That's not a fight you want to have. So why don't we take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll do the next stage of Michelle's life, where we look more in depth at her retirement plans.
There you go.
Did you know most auto burglaries that happen in Farmington are of unlocked vehicles? Reduce your chances of falling victim to auto burglary by remembering to lock, take, and hide. Lock your vehicle and set the alarm. Take valuables out of your vehicle, including electronics, purses, and firearms. Hide valuables from plain sight by placing them in the trunk or under the seat. This safety tip is brought to you by the Farmington Police Department. Your department, our community.
Hello, I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. Tune in to our headline news service for stories about Indigenous communities across the country and around the world. Hear about top concerns facing Native nations. Tribal history, language, and culture is also part of Indigenous life. Check out our headline news service to learn more. Tune in here for National Native News.
Weekdays at 5:55 on KSJE Farmington. KSJE is a listener-supported radio station licensed to San Juan College in Farmington, New Mexico. We're thrilled to be able to offer new, innovative, and unique programming. But we need your help. See all the ways you can support KSJE by going to our website at ksje.com/support. This is 90.9 FM, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
I'm Frank Dominguez. Join me each week for Concierto, a celebration of the Latin contribution to classical music. From classic composers such as Enrique Granados to contemporary conductors such as Gustavo Dudamel, the Hispanic heritage in classical music is extensive, and you can hear it in English and in Spanish each time on Concierto.
Every Wednesday night at 8 on KSJE Farmington.
And we're back on the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm your host, Chief Steve Hebby.
And you're giving your co-host dirty looks. You're the co-host. We're co-hosting this show together.
And we're also here with our distinguished guest of honor, who, by popular demand, I've already had at least 10 requests since I've been on here, asking that we have Michelle back every week, Officer Michelle DeLeese. You're really wildly popular. I'm really actually stunned.
I think she should take your place.
Well, there is that talk. I mean, honestly, it might be time for me to go.
I don't think I could do such a good job as you. So
pass this off to you. I'm
not
sure.
It's because he just likes to talk. He just talks and talks and
talks. Hey, how did you get out of reading the book last? Why was I the reader? Why am I the
chief? Because you're the chief. People want to hear you read.
I mean, it's no-brainer on that one. People want to hear from the chief of police.
I don't think people do.
They do.
They like hearing from Officer DeLeese.
No.
It rhymes with police.
Well, I do. I do tell them to remember me that way.
There you go. I would too.
I think the public has come a long way in the past 4 years. And when it comes to something, people really just like to know that you're not sitting behind your desk. And I hear that all the time. So when Georgette said about reading a book, I'm like, well, the chief's doing it, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. And you told me yes to all things community.
Now, we had
relations.
Me do that a couple of years back on, like, you Christmas Eve or something?
Oh,
what was
yeah.
That?
Oh, remember yeah. That was one of the first thing when you first came.
Yeah, for the radio station. So, it was the night before Christmas.
It was Crown. It was Sean Kelly.
That's
yeah,
because right.
He, and I don't know, I haven't had contact with him much. He used to be every Friday, he was out at Ford, out at Zion Ford.
Oh, that's
Ford.
Right.
Yeah, and so went out there, yeah, did a Christmas story. But then you also went and read to the kids at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah,
I have pictures
did
of that.
That.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that that other was kind of our prelude to our rock and roll fame that we've achieved on radio these days. It was kind of our first guest appearance back then.
Wow, I don't know about that. So,
you were all excited because one of our avid followers was telling you about a website that's apparently out there and that you know of. that I hadn't heard of.
It's funny. It's called the Farmington Tribune, and it's a satirical site, and you can tell by the articles that they're writing. They don't come out and say that, but some of the stuff is just absurd, and so, you know, but people aren't getting that it's satire. There's some, and so they're getting kind of, they fuming on there in the comments on there. It's just funny. You haven't seen it yet?
I have not. And they had something where they're going to put mirrors around the lake to evaporate water and trigger rain.
Yes, yes. And so, yeah, like we're going to put mirrors up all over the lake. But this is what's funny. So I'm trying to figure out who it is. Greg and I, my husband, for our listeners, we're trying to figure out who's behind this site. And so we kind of had ideas who it was. So, you know, we corner this person, ask him. He's like, no, it's not me. But when I issued the press release for our little libraries on, I think I sent it out Thursday. It was late in the day when I set it out. It was probably like 3:30 or something. By the time I got home and pull up Facebook, lo and behold, they have a funny little article about little free libraries. I just thought it was odd. And I was like, it's this person on my distribution list, because I hadn't posted it yet. I sent it out, let media get it, you know, if they want to put something out, and then I waited.
I wonder if it's Scott. You know, it could be Scott.
I just thought it was odd. Strange coincidence. So I'm going to get close to who this is. So.
Well, gradually start shrinking your distribution list and see if you can
isolate them. If I can figure it out. So, well, but Greg knows it's somebody on his friend list. So one of his friends invited him to like the page. So you have to be friend, you know, that you have to be friends for to get an invite or whatever. So we know it's somebody on his list, but I have to go through there. I don't know. I'm going to find it though. But there's some funny stuff on here. You have to go through and read it.
I will have to take a look at
funny,
it.
Funny stuff.
Have you heard of it,
Michelle? I have not. This is the first I'm hearing about it.
Farmington Tribune.
Okay, I'll have to look it up.
All right.
There was one. They were going to put up a bronze statue of some sort of like demonic being, whatever, some sort of devil being on Broadway Avenue.
It didn't go over.
Yeah,
well.
No, and people were but this is what's worse. And I had to ask poor Shauna. I said, "Oh my gosh, is your page blowing up or is your phone blowing up?" So they put Public Works on here, or you can like City Farmington's page. Oh, I'm sorry, no. I shouldn't lie. She said she hasn't had any problems with it. She's aware of it too. She follows the page. You know, so they're throwing that information at. So, you know, if you have more questions or complaints or whatever, but it generated 153 comments.
Wow.
On there. So I don't know who you are, but you're very funny. You're a witty writer.
So we're kind of doffing our cap to you, sir. Or madam.
We'd like to have you on the show.
Yeah, we'll maybe have to have you anonymously, although, you know, frankly, I don't feel like they should bump Michelle from the show.
We'll just bump you.
I'm actually more and more committed to this idea, Michelle, as we go along. Cool. So.
I have a lot to say.
And that would be sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen. It does come through on the radio. So you're not a big Facebook or social media?
Oh, no.
Never did much of it?
Oh, gosh, no.
Even with all the school stuff.
Didn't like it. Don't like it.
But now you're on Nextdoor, right?
I am
Although
on Nextdoor.
I don't see you in there. It's always me. Know, I'm always posting stuff in there.
Well, I let the professionals do it.
Oh, there you go.
That's
so
good. Yeah.
So for the listeners who maybe don't know what Nextdoor.com is, it's a virtual neighborhood watch program. It's not our program, but we've partnered with them to kind of help encourage people to use it, establish the neighborhoods on the platform. And so they can talk to each other, share tips. You can do stuff that's not even crime related. I see people, you know, sharing recipes in there, you know, whatever. Or, hey, my dog got out. If you see him, put him back in. It's been really popular. I think most of the neighborhoods have been established on the on the platform. We've got a lot of people participating in it. We send out a lot of information. So I try to, whatever I post on our Facebook, which is our most popular platform, I try to put in that one as well, because I know there's people who opt into Nextdoor, but like Michelle, don't want to use Facebook, but they'll at least, you know, get on this one, you know. Yeah. So we've got several platforms to choose from to see. So it's been pretty beneficial.
It's good. And that came from our neighborhood watch meetings. And if anybody's interested out there in the communities, they can call the police department and one of us will get back to them. Sure. So it's a good little plug
for
that.
You guys just had a neighborhood
watch. We did, on the 24th Street Park.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you guys going to do another one?
We have another one planned. We don't have a date, but we know the place is the U.S. West Park. Off of Barron. Aha, see, 75 parks.
Okay, I'm trying. Yeah. Wait, Barron, is it way down south?
No. Right off of Apache.
Okay.
By Sacred Heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In that area.
Okay.
Yes.
I know what park
just
you're
a little park.
I didn't know the
a little
name
park,
of it. Okay.
But the neighborhood is asking
nice.
For it. So.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see that community
yeah.
coming together, keeping crime out.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Keeping
yes.
watch over one another. Mm-hmm. What? Great. Well, get me the stuff and we'll make
I sure,
sure to
will.
Put it out.
Absolutely.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And now, can anybody from any neighborhood attend that one? So when you have
yes.
it in a specific neighborhood, I get that question a lot. Well, I don't live there. Can I still go to that one?
Well, we would like if people would come to another neighborhood. And sure. and contact us, and you know we'll set it up with their neighborhood. So
okay,
yeah,
all right,
because their concerns in their neighborhoods could be the same concerns in mm-hmm. wherever
sure.
it's being hosted. So
no, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah
so
absolutely.
Absolutely,
we're not that big a city. You know.
We're not that big, but we do have 75 parks.
We do have 75. This is a little insight we're getting from our
yes.
special guest today.
I know, and I didn't realize what a big deal it is. But you hear people who come from other areas, especially some
yeah.
areas, charge to go to parks. See,
yes.
this is like mm-hmm. that baffles me. You know, so they talk. Oh my gosh. You have so many parks. I'm like, doesn't
yeah.
everybody?
Yeah, no.
Not like this.
This is awesome. Yeah.
This is.
It's great. It's
so,
great.
Yeah.
So we're nearing the end of our show this week, and we are nearing the end of our first year run of doing these shows. And so we're debating whether or not we're going to continue.
You're debating. I've already made up my mind.
People like Georgette, and despite all my banter with Georgette, people really seem to want to listen to Georgette every week. But we're throwing it open to you. We don't hear too much from listeners one way or the other.
We don't want to hear from them.
We do want to hear from them. So you can message us on Facebook, or you can call our PIO, Georgette Allen, direct at her desk. What's your desk number?
566-2344. And so, vote no. Say, please take the show off the air.
So if you have enjoyed the show and you want us to continue doing it, you know, let us hear from you. If you haven't enjoyed the show, probably because we haven't featured Michelle DeLise enough, then, you know, let us know that too. But we're actually debating whether we'll continue. We've got another week next week, which will be our final week, unless we hear from a lot of folks that say, you know, wait a minute, we actually listen to the show and we like
it. Do you really
think
I'm going to tell you if anybody messages?
I know you will. Because I'm actually going to reroute the calls to forward to me automatically.
You don't know how to do that. You barely know how to use your cell phone.
I'm going to tell Michelle to do it, and she'll take care of it.
She doesn't know
there
how
you
to
go.
Do it. She calls me to fix herself.
That's right. You don't have to know everything, Chief. You just have to know who to go to.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah,
there
you go.
That's
right.
There we go.
This one, okay, I'm going to take a moment to make fun of him really quick.
What a shock.
It's so funny. I'll hear him. He'll go out in the other room. He's got his calendar on his smartphone, and he'll walk out. Sharon, what's on my calendar today?
I
sit in there shaking my head. I'm like, the man has a calendar on his phone, and he's got to go out.
You got to have somebody like Sharon
right.
to make sure you stay.
Ask. You
within.
Are truly helpless.
Plus, on top of it, Sharon actually does a much better job of putting stuff on my calendar than I do.
That's right.
Bless
so,
her heart.
She does
a good job just being your handler, printing out. Bringing out maps, how to get places
she
for you.
Puts up maps.
Because, again, he has a smartphone here, mm-hmm. and it has a Google map in mm-hmm. there.
Would you know how to
and
use Google Maps on your Samsung?
Again,
no.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
why?
It's a phone, right? It's not a map. I'm driving.
See, this one, what is it Alexa in your, I don't know. I have Apple products, but I just say, hey, Siri, take me to an address.
Yeah, you can't
and
do that
tells
with Samsung.
Me, no, you can talk to it. I just don't know what her name
it
is.
It talks back and it says, tell Georgette to shut up. That's amazing. I wonder, or is that me that says that? I'm not sure.
You.
Yeah, get in the banter with the phone and we both wind up saying the same thing, it seems like. So, but you've got the number. Say your number again.
566-2344.
Or you can message us on Facebook. And what do you think, Michelle? Are we going to get a lot of folks that say they want the show to continue?
Oh, I hope so. I think so. I think it's
hey,
a good
you're
show.
On my team.
Yeah.
It is a good show. No, you were snotty to her about the 1994 thing and she's never forgotten.
I was reminiscing about where I was
yeah.
in 1994.
Yes. Boy, those comments always yeah. are enraging, aren't they?
Yeah.
So.
Just a kid.
It just means you're closer to retirement than me.
Yes, I
I've
am.
I've got so much more time than you.
Yes.
With
yes,
this
I am.
Guy.
Yes, I
that's
am.
The sad thing is now so many of the kids that were hiring to be cops weren't even born when I started policing.
I could be their mother.
Oh my gosh. It's
I am one of their mothers.
I don't ask that anymore. That's
there
true.
You go.
There you go. Well, that's almost a depressing end to our show, folks. But I can't promise
you
win. Well, I'm bouncing them on my knee. So, yeah, you're going to be a cop soon. Like,
yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, time marches on.
Time does march
yes,
on.
It
so,
does.
So we'll be back next week for what may be our farewell show. And if it is, we're going to do some some pranks on Georgette, and all the stuff that people love.
What will be any different than any other week?
And I've got a bunch of questions to ask you, probing questions about, do you know this movie line or that movie line, so
that's
I can show
my
you.
My game. You can't steal it.
And other than that, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on The Cop Shop with FPD.